sorry, just continuing my research from last week. Ah, an update to the schematic for the device that eradicates the concept of custom t-shirts. Let's see, while we originally specified quadruple A batteries available at any corner store, this device actually requires quintuple A batteries, which only exist on a subatomic level, and so whoever is reading this was right all along. Well, that is good to know, and I know at least one person out there in our ocean of listeners who will be very happy to hear that. As for everyone else, sit back and enjoy the show.
Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years and 10 months and some days ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Cousin, but, you know, well, technically we're...
I forgot. Chunt disappeared. Usidor.
Oh.
Chunt yes. Already broke the rule that you can't say, well, technically. Oh, fuck, I said it.
Well, it appears it's the show everyone's been waiting for. No, Chunt. No, Arnie. All Usidor. And I have come here to teach you all how to cast spells. The first thing you do is gather all your components. Unless you don't want to, then you just say these words and focus all the magical energies that dwell within your soul. Speak. Listen to my words now. And repeat after me.
Oh, this is awesome.
What? Oh, never mind.
Oh, I've been back for a minute, but I'm just engaged. Please, keep going.
Oh, no, you're here. I can't do it while you're here.
Fuck.
I can't do it.
Damn it.
I can't do it while you're watching me.
Well, technically.
What? Oh, sorry. I got unbanished. Don't forget, if you say that phrase, Usidor, according to the new rules of Foon, you are banished to a pocket dimension for a few seconds.
Of course. I would ne'er say those words. It does indicate you wish to correct someone, which I would ne'er do.
Oh. Ooh, it's kind of fun in there, right, Arnie?
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's kind of restful. Kind of it's fun and restful fun. At the same
it's
time.
It's fun and restful?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a sensory deprivation universe or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like you're on your back in water. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and by the end, you just start seeing weird colors.
Well, technically...
Well, there goes Usidor.
Wait, I didn't go.
Oh.
Huh. I guess it knows when you want it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, not to spend too much time talking about this new rule, and I don't want to say the whole phrase, so I'll just say the second half of it. Technically, what does that word even mean in Foon? Technically? Technology? Like, why do you have that word?
Well, we have technology, Arnie. If you wrap a stone to a piece of wood, you have an axe. What are you on about?
We have amazing technology. Things like levers.
Yeah. Pulleys.
Yeah.
Seesaws. Saws.
Speaking of which, have you guys seen the new pulleys?
Arnie, if you say speaking of which one more time, the witch will appear.
Okay. No, that's right. There's so few things I can... You know what? You can't say anything anymore without getting into trouble. That's what I feel like.
Uh-oh, wrong podcast.
Maybe I'm just getting too old, but I just feel like I should be able to say whatever I want.
Well, technically...
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just saying the new pulleys. Have you seen the new pulleys that are out? They're really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not in a hurry to get rid of my old pulley, but the new pulley has some great features.
Beautiful. Just really sleek, aerodynamic. All the trimmings, like a leather inlay. Ooh.
That was terrifying in there. You didn't see the fire demon?
What?
Oh, maybe I just had my eyes closed. Maybe it's not sensory deprivation. Yeah. I just closed my eyes, yeah.
Oh, for a second I was afraid it was different for everyone. And that I'd seen a fire demon coming to get me.
Oh, Arnie, I wanted to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I just want to, you know, Yusuf and I were talking, and we just want to congratulate you, because I know in about a month and some days here, you can no longer be fired from the podcast for any reason, I believe.
What? I didn't know that was a possibility.
Well, you said on Earth, when you celebrate your tenure, you can't be fired. You have sort of job security. So I just want to say, unless something crazy happens in the next month or maybe this episode, you will not be fired from the podcast.
Until then, mind your P's and Q's.
Okay, yeah. If I get fired from the podcast, will I still be able to retain my benefits?
What benefits do you get right now?
I don't know. We're just the benefits of our friendship.
Yeah, we'd give you Cobra.
You give you a special Cobra to protect you from anyone who might want to harm you.
Yeah, I have them ready to go. They're in those baskets over there if you want one now.
You're under 27, right?
No.
Oh, then never mind.
Huh.
Arnie, who is our guest today? I'm scanning the tavern. I don't see anyone in my sight line.
Look up in the sky. See if it's something up there.
Oh, it's Momo hanging from Queen Mercia's feet.
Catch me.
Oh,
hi, fellas.
Hey, Momo, the mouse with human strength. How you doing, buddy?
The very same. You're still here, huh? At this table.
Yeah.
I always know where to find you guys. What's up?
Not much. Are you...
Did I hurt everyone's feelings? The tone shifted.
Well, I'm still recovering from the fact that when you fall, you go, mo, which is the cutest thing I've ever heard or seen.
It makes me fall like a feather chunt.
Well, I was curious because I couldn't recall if you'd been to the Wanderlost before, which is this new tavern that we're in now that travels all around Foon. And luckily, we've crossed paths with you again, Momo.
With you guys, we've cycled through so many taverns at this point, but you always pick the same table in the different taverns.
Yeah, we're always sitting in the same spot in the tavern. You're right. I've never really noticed that before.
You have a comfort spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. That's the best thing about going to a tavern, is finding that place where you can just relax and be yourself and settle in and make it feel like a second home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I never have my back to the door in case someone comes in to try and kill me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just wisdom. That's not paranoia. It's wisdom for you.
Thank you.
And, Chun, I would like to congratulate you on not talking about your comfort after she said it's our comfort spot.
So you know about my comfort.
Well, technically,
Oh, no. Great. Momo picked the perfect time to go to a pocket dimension to not have to hear about your comfort.
Oh, boy. Well, since she's gone, should we dig into the details? Oh, she's back.
Mo. Whoa. Was it horny in there or what?
What?
Yeah, I think it's different for everyone. That's the vibe I'm getting now.
Oh, it is what you bring to it. Well,
I guess.
I just admitted something out loud in front of treasure friends.
Don't want to hear about my comfort, huh?
Who's buying Momo a drink or some cheese?
I'll buy you both. What sort of cheese do you like best, Momo?
Thank you. Soft cheese, so if I get tired while I'm eating it, I can fall asleep on it.
Oh, that's horrible.
So cute.
Maybe just get her a fondutini. I think it's a new menu item.
Oh,
fondutini.
That's cheese and a drink, all in one. I'll be right back.
It's vodka and melted cheese. Yes, Chunt.
Momo, last time we saw you, so much has happened. My brain is foggy. Were you this size?
No, I was gigantic.
Yeah,
well, not gigantic, but for me, gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back to your pocket size self.
Actually, I just feel more comfortable taking up a little less space. You know, I was feeling really self-conscious. I wasn't standing up straight when I was fully human size. I was just like, I'm getting in the way. And then also, it turns out I like being exceptional. When I'm a mouse, I got human strength, which is very, very strong. And when I'm human size.
Yeah.
Who am I then, you know? I'm just a huge mouse.
No, don't
just
say
look
that.
At that huge mouse over there. Yeah. It's true. The bigger a mouse gets... Oh, I don't even want to finish that sentence. Never mind.
The more likely are that they are to get killed in a space. Because people think I'm a pest. Did you guys know that they think mice are pests?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, we kill a lot of mice around here. Yep.
What? I didn't know that. until like 3 days ago. Mice are pests.
Yeah. Momo, I hate to say, you are one of our dearest friends, but every time you come by the tavern, afterwards, we have to spend so much time cleaning up your droppings around the tavern. It's just a health hazard.
Oh, is this embarrass our friends o'clock? I didn't realize it was embarrass our friends o'clock. You got shit in your teeth, Arnie.
Well, that's your shit.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but every time you've been here, if you could just have seen over your shoulder, one of us is almost always about to smash you with a shoe, and then we realize you're talking.
And it's a Momo mouse?
It is embarrassing, mm-hmm. So embarrassing.
Oh, whatever.
Here's your drink. It seems a little contentious over here at the moment. Is everyone doing all right?
Yeah, Usador, did you know that people consider mice and rats pests?
Oh, certainly. They carry diseases often, and have you ever heard of a mouse trap?
Oh my god, what's that?
Well, it's a little device that you pull a lever. See, Arnie, levers. You pull a lever over, and it's spring-loaded, springs. Mechanical. That's more technology. And then you put a little piece of cheese on it.
Oh, I like cheese.
Yeah, of course. And you'd walk right up to it, and you'd get the piece of cheese, but there's a button there that you press, and it releases the spring, and the bar comes down and smashes the mouse.
What?
Yeah. You shouldn't... If you see cheese on a very conspicuous device, you should not eat that cheese, no matter how hungry you are.
Momo's just staring at her fondue teeny.
Oh, no, that's fine. I got that
narrowed.
For you.
Mm. Yeah.
Those new glasses are pretty elaborate.
Yeah, it's got all sorts of springs and gizmos on it, but you can still drink that. I promise. It's good. Momo, this I swear to you. Yeah. I will never kill you on purpose.
Huh. Well, it does smell like cheese and vodka. But it has gizmos and gadgets aplenty on it.
Momo, please promise me you will not go into our kitchen. Not only because it's a health code violation, but also because we've put a bunch of sticky traps down on the floor and you will get stuck to them. And it's really the most horrible way to die.
To stick who? To stick who, Arnie?
Mice that aren't you.
Chent.
Yeah?
Look at me in the eye. You're avoiding eye contact.
No,
Chun,
I'm
look
just,
at me.
There's just so, I mean, I just never realized how beautiful the walls are around you.
Chun,
so, yeah?
Look at me. You look at me.
Pest friends.
I know you're
a
shapeshifter.
We are pest friends.
You're saying pest friends.
No, best Chun. Friend. Best, fuck, shit.
Chun, I know that you're a shapeshifter, but my God, you're an animal most of the time. You sleep with animals. Yeah. You sleep with badgers mostly, canonically.
Okay. All up in my biz?
Yes.
Yeah, what? So what? So what?
We stand for this now? We stand for killing mice?
I mean, it's just... honestly, Momo, it's like a health and safety violation. Like, so there's like a mage who comes here once a month, and he sort of magics everything around to see if there's any sort of creatures or poop or mice or shit or pests or rat or cum or shit. And we can only have... We can only have 10 instances of any of those on that list.
It's true. We've had a really big rat cum problem around here.
Okay.
And then you're on the show a couple times a year, or maybe a little bit more. That, you know, that's about half of it right there.
Rat cum problem in me one go home.
Okay. Okay. Momo's having a hard time keeping a thought in her head. Okay, first of all, rat cum is delicious. It's a delicacy. You can quote me on that.
New shirt.
Fine. We will make a Momo shirt that says rat cum is delicious.
You know what? Sure. Why the hell not? Okay? Let's do it. And also, you're welcome for carrying diseases for you. We're taking the heavy burden of disease off of you, and we're carrying it for a little while.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
I didn't know it was like a deliberate choice to be
altruistic. Yeah, we thought we were helping. We're going to stop carrying diseases.
No. Wait.
And we're going to stop coming all over this place.
Mom, that I would like. But Momo, are you currently carrying any diseases?
Well, for people I care about, obviously, it's mostly STDs. What do you mean? What do you mean,
So we can infer then it's mostly for Chunt.
Huh?
Let's take a break.
You know what? I think I'm going to gather all the rats and mice in this place, the pests. Wait, hold on. Let me get this little piece of cardboard. I'm going to write union on it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to lift it over my head and spin slowly. Norma Ray, I think. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And we're going to band together.
Oh, no. Our capitalistic tendencies have blown up in our face, Arnie. We must take a quick break.
I can't believe she spun around in a normal radius, a normal ray. Momo, would it make you feel better if we had a policy where it's not just mice? If anyone comes in here and shits all over the place and doesn't generally buy any food, we kill them as well?
Yeah, I think that's fine. But if you're targeting mice and rats, it feels a little personal. Also, I have that on good authority that we are making the food here way better. We sit in people's heads and we pull their hair.
Oh, that's true.
It does help when I don't know what to do next. If someone pulls on my hair, it tends to help me make the correct choice or operate a little bit better, yes.
You know what? I want a promotion on this podcast.
Okay.
I think the optics are bad. I've been here. We discovered, how long has it been? Years?
Well,
seven
at least
years?
7 years, I think. Yeah.
At least 7 years.
Well, Arnie, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
Oh, shit.
You almost made it.
I'm fired.
You almost made it.
Is that why you've been holding this cobra?
Yes, exactly.
Keep it away from Momo, by the way. That cobra could gobble her down immediately.
Sure, yeah. Momo, we'd like to promote you to host, and we'd like to demote Arnie to guest. So, take it away.
Okay, fantastic. Hello, and welcome to the magical land of Foon. I fell through a dimensional portal 10 years ago behind a Burger King on Irving Park that's no longer there. And then I fell into this land where I met Chunt, a talking badger. Mm-hmm. Chunt, say hey and something a little sassy.
Well, technically a shapeshifter.
Okay, well, there he goes. I bet he's going to be real horny in there. And then also, Usidor, the talking wizard.
I am Usidor the Blue, and it is a pleasure to see you, Momo.
Yes, do you like my big pink polo? It used to belong to someone else, and now it is mine.
Yes, you're practically swimming in it. You're literally swimming in it.
Yes.
I can't believe you made me give her my shirt.
The guest does not speak.
Sorry.
Can
I delightfully laugh off mic if something is really great?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah.
We'll but only that. If it's really great.
Oh, Chun's back.
Oh, hi. Bing bong or whatever.
And the three of us, we have a whole thing going on. Wordplay, jokes, me talking about Earth stuff. It's a whole thing. We're all three of us. We're real balanced about it. And
oh,
today,
yes. I'm sorry, Momo, but I did want to ask you about one Earth thing. Could you tell us, please, all about Kia Sorrentas?
Kia Sorrentas.
It sounds like a magical spell to me.
It's a key company where you can rent keys in Sorrentas. And there, a bunch of sirs rent you keys. Momo, that's called deductive reasoning. Momo did it.
What was that?
I don't care for that. I thank you for the very direct and clear answer about my question about Earth stuff. Chun, anything for you?
Momo, we have a quick ad read. Could you just do that real quick?
Of course. You know what you should do? Eat mouth shit and rat cum, because that shit is good, okay? Give it a shot before you knock it. Don't knock it till you try it. And that's what we're saying here at Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's a Hello from the Magic Tavern guarantee. We stand by it, and we'll never back down.
Use code RATCOM at checkout.
Who's our guest for today?
A little
unprofessional to show up shirtless. It looks like we have Arnie.
Where's your shirt?
I'm covering my man boobs with my hands. You can't see my nipples or anything.
I don't like any of those words.
Me neither. It's a pleasure to have me on. Oh, I'm still confused about my role. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I've been a big fan since the very beginning.
I'm the Arnie now.
Okay. So wait, am I guest Arnie, or am I someone else as a guest? Am I Momo?
Okay, great question. If Momo is Arnie, then who is Arnie? Arnie, pitch us an idea for who you'd be as a guest.
Yeah, like Shirtless Steve or something.
like something like whimsical, like a talking broccoli, you know?
But not something we've had on before.
Yeah, no nipples Ned or something like that.
Okay. Now all I can think about is a talking broccoli.
All right,
sort
we'll
of,
do
I
it.
Already burned to say that one, but okay. Our guest today is a talking broccoli. Broccoli, say what's up.
Hey, the sky. I'm a broccoli. I see everything from a broccoli's perspective.
Okay, this guy's a pervert.
Are you two feeling it? Me. Yeah, he's talking
Are you just saying that because I'm a broccoli?
Yes.
Well, yeah, exactly. Are
oh,
you...
shit. I know what it means when the guest says something and then everyone is really silent for a long time.
Wait, what does it mean?
Bombing.
Wait,
I'm
what does it mean?
Well, it's inside, no. It's, yeah, it's inside mittens.
Guys, I'm never coming back. I'm a one-episode guest, aren't I?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's go to some emails.
Look, broccoli friend, do you have a name?
Yeah, broccoli.
Blech. Blech. I'm trying to help you out here, man.
Sure.
So, like, have you been... What have you been doing? Growing, or what? What do you do?
Yeah, what
What's
do you
thing?
Do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a great source of nutrients, and I'm a great source of roughage. If you eat me, I'll make your poop more good.
Still managed to bring it back around to poop.
Hey, Usador?
Yeah.
Momo?
Yeah, what's up? Like, we should probably three table. Hosts to come over here. Yeah, yes. We all sort of talk.
Sorry, just 1 minute, guest.
Oh, fuck, I'm outside of that circle. I'm over here.
Hey, should we... Is there a way to, like, make this just go on Patreon?
Yeah, put it behind a paywall. Maybe not release it.
Yeah, or maybe... Yeah, let's just sit on it or something.
Maybe we can just release it after the credits of a regular episode. So, like, there's a good episode that's, like, 45 minutes long, and then you just hear, like, 10 minutes of this.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Great.
And we'll I just have the impulse to like push him around my plate and not eat him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, let's do that. Let's push him around the episode, but not really interview him.
Okay. Great.
Okay. And, like, put a napkin over him or something.
Hey, you guys are my best friends, and this is working out so well.
You're my best friend. Best friend. Best friend.
Huh?
You're my best friend.
Momo, we adore you and always have. Chunt, I love you.
I love you. You're my best friend.
Okay. Fuck, it's so annoying when you're the guest and they're expressing how much they love each other.
So, Broccoli, you were saying you're married to a carrot? That's fascinating. Usador, is your perfect date?
My perfect date is when the moon is full and the stars have aligned in the seventh house of Gelfatal. And then I turn myself into a giant eagle and I rise into the sky where my date is waiting, where she has transformed herself already into a giant flying serpent. And then we battle until only one lives.
Damn.
So romantic.
So romantic. How do you get a second date if only one of you lives?
Oh.
We're having a breakthrough.
Shit.
That's why you've never been on a second date.
When Momo hosts, we have breakthroughs.
It's just so sexy. It's hard not to do it because you're like, would you like to go battle in the sky as an eagle and a flying serpent?
Yeah, Momo hears that. I do that all the time. Well, technically.
Look, guys.
Oh, Momo's gone.
Shit. Oh, Momo's gone. Fuck, we need three hosts, though.
Arnie, look, would you be willing to be a supplicant and take back your old job at 50% of the pay?
Sure. Have I been being paid?
Chun?
Woo! Momo is back, and that it got hornier in there, gang.
Okay.
Where
okay.
were we? Anyway, what are you doing in my seat, Arnie?
I'm so sorry. Momo, are you open to some notes on how you did?
Get up.
You can't pick me up,
man.
I mean, you're strong, but you're not strong enough to
get up. Get up, man!
Arnie, stop trying to push me off of this chair.
Get off my chair! No. Anyways, host of the podcast. You guys are looking at the wallpaper again. What is it? Why aren't you looking at me?
When you disappeared, I'm just gonna be straight with you. We didn't know if you were ever coming back, even though everyone always has, and we panicked. And we made Arnie the host again.
You hired Arnie back at 50%.
We rehired Arnie at 50% off.
Look, can we hire Momo on as a consultant? Because I feel like Momo brought a bunch of great energy to the podcast. Some things I'll be thinking about hosting for years to come. For one, during the intro, should I say everything like I'm surprised by it? Like, that's a good way to sort of get across the premise of the show.
Well, Arnie, sometimes you're surprised when you recall your intro. I was surprised at how much I remembered.
Well,
I was very impressed.
That's great. I also loved how you did the sponsorship read. That's going to be especially helpful because Eating Rat Shit and Mouse Cum is actually a sponsor for the next half year. So we're going to have to be promoting that in every episode for a long time to come.
They pay good money.
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. I'll be a consultant. You guys can keep this sinking ship of a podcast.
All right. So then Arnie's the host. Chunt is the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Momo's the consultant. And I'm the...
co-host.
You're the mom.
I'm the mom. Mm-hmm.
I'm the babysitter. Oh, we're not playing house? Oh, sorry.
No, we can play
house. You were saying.
Let's play house.
Look, if we're going to have Momo as a consultant, we should take Momo's suggestion seriously. We can play house.
Okay, no, I'm the divorced dad or the fun uncle, whichever sounds more fun.
I mean, the fun uncle sounds more fun just because fun is literally
name. Can I grab anyone booze?
This seems like a really full house.
Cut it out.
Oh, cut what out, Arnie?
It.
Oh, how rude.
Oh. I can't think of one.
Momo, can I go? And this is going back a little ways.
Sure.
We've never really talked about, like, what's the relationship like between mice and rats?
Well, you didn't take mice versus rats as a college course? I feel like a lot of places...
No.
It's required.
He didn't go to college here in Foon. He went to college back on Earth.
Yeah. What do they teach there?
Arnie, you said you learned about mice and men?
Yes. Lots of Steinbeck. I also had to read the book Frankenstein 3 times in different classes.
Ooh, Frankensteinbeck. Is that something?
Mm-hmm, it is. Of mice and men.
Arnie, I actually really like that. I think us firing you did you a lot of good.
I'm back in it because I've got my passion back because I feel the danger.
Mm-hmm. It's still just such a shame, though, that we almost hit 10 years and now we're starting over at week one.
Oh, I guess it takes the pressure off for doing anything cool for the 10-year anniversary.
When time began, mouse and rat were mortal enemies to each other.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, shadow puppets.
Shadow puppets. The rat, a slightly bigger version than the mouse. Mm-hmm. The mouse, a slightly smaller version of the rat.
Much cuter.
But once they realized they could come together and live inside the walls of a home, they made a treaty that has lasted thousands and thousands of years.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the treaty? Momo, why don't you look at me?
The wallpaper in here is nice. The detail work on the wallpaper.
True fact, it's not wallpaper. It's painted on. The whole thing's painted.
Oh, okay, perfect. Wow, what? Now I'm even more impressed. Treaty of... The only treaty I can think of is Versailles. And how do I make that about mouse and rats?
Oh, Vermintide?
Vermintide. The Treaty of Vermintide is what Momo said without an assist. Slips Chunt some gold coins.
Whoa.
Thanks, buddy. Wow. A genius that Momo is. And you know, I feel inspired now, having been a host for what felt like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, roughly.
Because I just did not realize how poorly us mouse and rats have been treated. I mean, these are land animals right now. We're trying to stick together against the birds. Yeah. And the sea creatures, my God. So we have to stick together. And you know what? I'm feeling fired up again.
Momo, how invested are you in the animal war?
I don't know. Like, reading about it every day kind of messes with my nervous system. But, like, I feel guilty if I'm not informed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
I don't know if this is true, but there was sort of reports. I've been following the message boards that get carved into the trees weekly. Mm-hmm. There's a rumor that you punched an eel so hard it farted.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I heard about that. Sort of,
that had huge repercussions. Isn't that being referred to as the fart heard round the Foon?
His name was Franz Ferdinand, and he was an eel. But, like, I'm doing my part, right? Like, I'm sending stuff to the front lines. Mm-hmm. I'm protesting all the things that are made
sure.
by them.
Like, what stuff, I mean, like, what stuff are you sending to the front lines?
Like, rat cum and...
Delicious.
Letters. I am, like...
Oh, can you read one of the letters to us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh, shadow puppets.
My dearest squirrel, it has been many weeks since you left for the war. The children are hungry, but they're hopeful to see you before the holiday comes round. I do not have the heart to let them down. You'll have to win and make an early return so not to break their hearts and mine. All my love, Amomo.
Oh, Artie, have we told you about War Voice?
No.
Anytime there's a war and you read a letter, you just sort of get magically imbued with a certain voice. Here, read one of the other letters here.
Sure. My dearest squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
But a different squirrel than the other letter.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they clarified that.
I miss you more than the other squirrel. It's so hard, and I worry that the other squirrel's going to find out that I have a relationship with both of you squirrels.
Momo's stirring the pot.
You're the squirrel I love more, so I've told you about this situation, but I don't think the other squirrel... I really... Now that I think about it, I'm also just addressing these letters to squirrel. So there's a good chance this will go to the wrong person. Anyway, I've gone on too long, running out of paper.
I'm a good writer.
Momo.
Wow.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you see that, Arnie?
Mm-hmm.
Here, Chunt, why don't you read one of the responses from Squirrel?
One of the sponsors?
The responses.
Responses, yes, Squirrel. Of course.
My dearest Momo, I write from you from the frontier of the war. Things are bleak here. They say yesterday an eel got punched so hard it farted. Surely, though, that one punch of an eel won't, you know, sort of escalate everything. Of course, the eel's driver took a wrong turn, then he was punched and farted, but one wrong turn and a punch of an eel named Franz Ferdinand surely will have zero consequences. I love you and miss you every day. Hey, we should talk about the other squirrel thing at some point. I assume you're saying...
I don't think you can drown out a letter.
Love your squirrel friend.
Well,
oh, Usador, here's the longest letter. Why don't you read it?
Wow, it's so long.
I feel like we already kind of did rule of threes. Let's just...
Yeah, Usador, why don't you go get us a drink?
Why don't we take a break and I'll read it all over the break?
Okay.
Dear Momo, I can't believe that you left me for this other squirrel.
So, yeah, like, I'm doing my part for the war, so that's why I can, like, I'm sleeping with birds.
So. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that the war is, like, serious, but, like, it's not that... Like, no one's trying to kill each other. That's why, you know, people are punching eels and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No one wants to die.
So, wait, are you just saying you're sleeping with birds because of the war, or you're sleeping with birds just in, you're despite the war?
Despite the war.
I see. You're like, oh, I'm still sleeping with birds.
I'm not calling them back, mm-hmm. which I guess is me doing my part. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
That's sort of
sure,
me.
Yeah.
That's a sort of crumbling them from the inside out. So I am doing that.
Fuck with them on the battlefield, to be sure.
I see.
Yes, yes.
So that's like G.I. Joe being like, look, this war is important, but like, I'm still fucking Destro.
Who's he was?
Gastrointestinal Joe? Is he okay?
Gastrointestinal Joe. Yes, on Earth. He's a Joe with a GI problem.
Oh, yeah, like Crohn's disease.
Okay, sounds pretty serious.
You know how old crones are always shitting their robes?
Yeah. And he destroys that toilet.
Well.
I don't want to concern everyone, but I have noticed that a number of the rats and mice are picketing outside.
Usador, I hate to interrupt you, but... We blew right past Momo sighing with disgust.
So sorry.
Oh, it's the Vermin Sigh. She's calling upon the Treaty of Vermin Sigh.
Mm-hmm. It's the Vermin Sigh. And you know what? If all these rats and mice are protesting outside, then I'm with them. Time to join the picket line. Unless it's cold out there. Is it cold out there?
It is pretty cold. It
looks like it's snowing. Oh, look at some of the signs. Hell numb, I won't come.
This is getting serious. They're threatening to not come.
Mm-hmm. One of the signs says unfit to shit.
Okay, good luck seasoning your food for the next several months, idiots. Wow, my little union sign worked. Momo has power that's beyond just her physical strength.
Look, I'm very pro-union, but also we should probably not meet their demands because it's good for us that they're not shitting and coming in our restaurant.
Maybe we should make more seats and chairs that are rat and mouse size so they don't feel like they have to go into the kitchen directly. They can just pull up a chair and order some food just like everyone else.
I love that idea. Now we're thinking. Also, Arnie, you're grossly underestimating how much rat cum and mouse shit is in the food that you've been enjoying so much.
Should I cast a spell to show him?
Yes. And then he can't unknow it.
Not the blacklight spell.
Here, look at that plate of food right in front of you right now.
Okay.
Iroth Troll
Karantaranta.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like an episode of Room Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tomb Raiders. You know that, you know.
Chunt, you can rest. We all know. Why don't you guys ever let
Chunt
rest? That's
the biggest gift I've ever received.
Let him say the first part of a thing, and then we sort of get it. So just let him rest.
Yeah, just let it go. It's fine. Ares got it.
Oh, no. Look at... Oh, what's all this? Look, there's a bunch of voles and marmots and mongooses. They're all kind of... They have, like, kind of scabs all over. They're running all over the tavern here.
Oh.
What's that noise?
Arnie, what's that noise?
Arnie, what's that noise?
Why'd you make that noise? Are you disgusted?
Oh, bigger vermin are worse than little vermin.
Wow. And now the truth comes out about when I was human size, how you really felt about me.
Shit.
I was worse. Wow. I cannot believe the guy who I replaced on a podcast is so despicable. Arnie, put a shirt on.
Yeah, okay.
Put a freaking shirt on, Arnie.
But under this black light, there's so much cum on this shirt. I'm not happy about that.
Well, if the shoe fits. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I agree with Momo, though. If the shoe fits, you should put on the shirt.
Yeah.
That happens to be covered in rat cum. I mean, what are you going to do? Where are rats supposed to come?
You know what? I hate to say this. Arnie, I think we're all a little upset with you. Could you go away, and would you mind if broccoli came back?
Okay. All right.
You know you messed up when we'd rather talk to broccoli.
Hey, guys, I'm broccoli. I'm back, and I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not a tiny tree.
No one thought that.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of all I've got. That's literally all I've got.
Never occurred to me.
Trees have trunks and bark. I mean, broccoli doesn't have any sort of bark or roots.
If you weren't thinking that, then I literally don't know what to talk about.
Okay, well, do you have a family?
Yeah?
Question mark.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
we're
not
in
great.
A bunch, I think.
Okay. Do you have a job that you go do every day? Guys, this is bleak.
Are you trying to find love? Are you trying to kill someone? Like, anything. Anything.
Anything. A purpose.
You ever fucked a cauliflower? Give us something.
Anything.
Everyone's
anything.
Fucked a cauliflower.
Whoa.
Okay, now we're on to something.
What about a fruit? What about a piece of fruit?
Ooh.
It's me with those birds. They're crows, by the way.
They're crows?
The preference I have.
What is it about crows?
They're like the hot topic of birds.
Oh. It's insane. There's a crow in town. It is insane who he's pulled. This crow has fucked everyone, and he has the wildest, weird hair, and he's fucked all my friends, or at least two of my hot friends. It's kind of insane, but you can just count on him to fuck everyone. Anyway, Adam Derwitz.
Now I understand why Arnie always asks guests about, you know, how they procreate and that sort of thing. It was just immediately engaging, wasn't it? Broccoli, what else do you fuck?
That's a shirt.
That's a shirt.
I fuck up your office if you put me in the microwave. Tell you that. Like, I'm going to stink up the place.
Why? What do you do?
Microwave?
If you reheat me, I'm going to smell really, like, have a very strong odor.
Yeah, if you reheat anyone, they're going to smell.
What are you good at, then? Because, like, it sounds like you sort of, you're the type of guy that I have to put a ton of butter on.
Great question.
Or oil or salt or something else to make you, like, manageable.
Cheese.
Cheese?
Ooh, cheese, yes.
Sorry, Isidore, could you be a dear and get me another fondutini?
I'd love to. I'll be right back.
Thank you, honey. He's sweet.
Hey, Broccoli.
Yeah?
I'm going to be honest with you. When my co-host comes back with that fondutini, I think Momo's going to dump it on you. And they're pretty hot. They're piping hot.
Oh.
So,
are my ears burning? Are you guys talking about me over here? Chant a word.
French.
It is a good word. I'll let you be for now.
Arnie taught me that word.
King's juice for you, Chunt. A glass of water for Broccoli. And, of course, a fondutini for our beloved Momo.
Oh, thank you so much. Broccoli. Would you be a dear and come sit next to Momo?
Sure.
And you have pretty good nutritious value, you said. That was sort of the first thing you said.
Yes. Yes, that's one of the few things I know about myself.
Hmm. All right, well, sit still.
Why are you...
Oh, no. Broccoli, take your hands off your nipples so you can protect your face.
Broccoli, you're covered in hot cheese.
Oh.
Time to eat the broccoli. Takes a big bite. Oh, God, I forgot it was Arnie. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I'll be the first to say it. Your acting was incredible.
Oh, thank you. I'll be the first to say I've had this dream before.
And I'll be the first to say we should never have fake guests on the show. We should just do what we've always done and just have real guests.
I agree.
And, you know, I got promoted and then demoted in a very short amount of time. But I got to tell you, Momo loves being here.
Uh-huh. Oh, actually, a point of clarification. I wanted to say... You didn't get demoted. Consultant's higher than host.
Is it?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Chunt, you're fired.
What?
Pack up your things.
Fuck. All
right. See, this is already paying off.
Fuck.
But I do want to say, Chunt, before you leave, and then you and me maybe never see each other again, I am just really proud and excited that you guys have been doing this 10 whole years.
Oh.
Momo doesn't like to admit this because it's a little embarrassing, but I do like to listen to the show from time to time, and it always feels like I'm sitting with my funniest friends.
Oh. Thank you, Momo. We love having you here. And in fact,
bite of your arm. still not broccoli.
Ouch.
Ugh. You're gross. You taste disgusting.
I'm sure I do. It's probably all the rat cum.
Momo, that was a very lovely thing to say, but Chunt's dragging his suitcase away with one sock hanging out very forlornly.
He keeps turning around hoping I'll change my mind.
Yeah, he keeps looking back at you.
Thumb
Chunt.
Out, hoping a moose picks me up.
Chunt.
No, it's okay.
Come on back. Tell us about how you fucked that cauliflower. Everyone wants to hear the story, buddy.
No, they don't.
No, okay, they do, everybody, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely, for sure.
We all want to hear the thing about you fucking a cauliflower.
Fun. Arnie, say yes out loud. Don't just shake your head. It's
a podcast. Yes.
10 years? My God, Arnie. The hell is wrong with you?
Hey, Momo, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, my gosh, of course. Hey, what's up?
I'm going to launch into kind of describing how I fuck cauliflower. As a consultant.
And I'm going to head out.
Oh, okay.
And that's my cue. Thank you so much for the warning. Mwah, mwah, okay. I'm going to go. Mwah.
You're my best friend. And you know what? I mean it. Best friend.
Well, technically.
She meant that.
Hey, guys, I have an idea. This might be able to solve all of our mice and rat problems. When Momo comes back, should we offer Momo a job running a smaller tavern inside the walls of this tavern and all of the mice and rats, like actually serving them instead of them feeling like they have to run around the other parts of the tavern?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Like Hello from the Teeny Tavern.
Yeah.
Did someone say spinoff show? On the Patreon, get ready for Teeny Tavern coming next summer. Everyone's sort of wincing because now I'm making a promise that they are going to have to keep.
I'm just thinking of Momo plus two mice co-hosts who are just
hello
mice
from
and don't
the
talk,
Teeny Tavern
and who don't talk, and then having guests who are mice and rats who don't talk on.
Mm-hmm.
Or Momo gets to do a 3-episode arc, which is hello from the Teeny Tavern, and I get to book co-hosts and guests.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of work for Momo and no work for me, so I love it.
Agreed.
All right. And they all signed this paper in blood. Fantastic.
There we go. Where'd you get all our blood from?
I have a supply.
What?
Momo, what the fuck have you been up to?
I don't know. You guys have to have me on more often. When I'm left to my own devices, I go wild.
Ani, I think you had an email you wanted to read.
Yeah, I want to catch up on. We've been getting so many great emails from our patrons at our Patreon. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. You can also email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's an email. The subject line is Bone Mage, and the contents of the email is Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage. So that's that email. Okay. Here's another one. Hi, my name is Hannah. You have permission to say my name on the podcast, and I'm 28 years old. This is not a joke. Your podcast made me realize I was autistic last year. Basically, one night, hanging out with some now former friends, I excitedly played them an episode, the first one with Flower, hoping we could all enjoy it together. After it was over, they were very quiet, and when pressed, said it was quote-unquote fun. One friend told me I should totally play another one. I was sort of confused because the reaction had been a little dry, but she asked for another, so I played one. They were even weirder after that, and I remember just being so bewildered by the whole thing. Cut to me taking tests for autism and rating my social skills very high. Eventually, we got into sarcasm and how difficult it can be for autistics to process it, and my mind went straight back to that moment. Everything clicked. They hated the podcast. They didn't want to hear another episode. I was so garbage at social interactions, I couldn't even tell when I made people uncomfortable. I started looking back at all my past interactions with fresh eyes, and what do you know? People were actively being mean to my face, and I had no idea. Incredible. Anyways, I'm diagnosed now, and those people are no longer bothering me. Please feel free to laugh about this. I know I do. Magic Tavern has truly changed my life. Thank you all.
Arnie, I'm very concerned about the part of this email where you read out Hannah's name and then read that you had permission to read it out loud.
Also, if anyone has a problem with Flower, they got a problem with me.
Yeah,
if anyone has a problem with Flower, they got a problem with me.
Yeah, it seems like your friends should be diagnosed as fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I just got the paperwork back. Oh, your friends sucked. They sucked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. To be fair, Hannah did call them former friends. Hannah has already made the break, so that's good.
I would just like to formally say that there is space at the table for anybody, whether you're neurodivergent, neurotypical, or whatever, but not if you're a fucking asshole.
Amen.
Chunt, stop walking away again.
Huh? No,
Chunt,
no,
Chunt, come
go.
Back. Chunt, no. Chunt, come on, please. Don't go, go, no, Chunt.
Are you sure?
Yeah, everyone wants to hear
yeah,
how
come
you
on,
fuck
come back.
The
come back.
Fucking whatever. You know when you fuck stuff? Come on, everyone wants to hear about you fucking stuff.
Oh, actually, let me just open the front door here. Hey, rats, mice, we're not going to kill you. We're your friends now.
Teeny Tavern. We're starting a Teeny Tavern in the walls. Yeah.
Hear ye, hear ye. A new podcast, a better podcast, is about to be birthed in these walls. Hello from the Teeny Tavern. I'm committing to 3 episodes that are going to be around 35 minutes each. I'll do it sometime in the spring if you want.
I think since we cut Arnie's salary, we can maybe do this.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm
do
willing
free.
To donate I'm, money I'm, to make this happen.
I'm not trying to get paid. I'm trying to make content. I'm hungry for it.
That's why I love you so much, Momo. Our shared love of content.
I love content. It's my very best friend. Oh, but it's only teeny guests. Only the teeniest of tiniest guests. We're going to have cockroaches. We're going to have little pieces of lint. Yeah. We're going to have things even smaller. Atoms.
Mites.
Molecules. Mites. chunt will probably be there after he fucks a cauliflower and is a cauliflower for a week. It's gonna have everything.
I love everything you said. I could not support this more. Please don't have Adam Molecule. Please don't have Adam Molecule on. Please don't have Adam Molecule on.
Why?
One, his name is so hard to say. Two, he's a real piece of shit.
All right, well, I trust it. You'll be my co-host. You'll be my sort of, what do they call it?
Co-host?
Yeah, but no, but not, you're like a little...
What's that word I'm thinking of, like co-host? Co-host?
Color commentary. Color commentary?
Yeah, your color commentary, when you're a cauliflower, you can sit on the couch on the other side of the guest.
Yes.
Hello from the Teeny Tavern. 3 episodes, maybe.
Coming this spring. Sponsored by...
Maybe.
Ratcom.
Maybe.
Also, listeners, we love all of your emails, but we officially have enough emails of you telling us that you played our podcast for other people and they hated it.
No, I'd say 7 or 8 more.
Okay, all right.
I think 7 they could use more. 7 or 8 more insulting emails. I think they'd love that.
I mean, that seems right, though. In a room of, you know, what, 10 people, maybe 20% are going to like it. Maybe 2 tops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In case any further clarity was needed, keep those emails coming about strangers not enjoying the show. As far as I'm concerned, if we're still recording, the message hasn't really gotten through. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Momo, the Mouse with Human Strength, was played by special guest Aaron Keith. Let me say, at the time of this recording, there is not a Momo shirt that reads, "Ratcom is delicious. What a world." There is, however, a wonderful Momo shirt that reads, "Everybody's working for the squeak end," which you should buy instead. Now, there is a small chance that between me recording this and the episode dropping, that Team Magic Tavern did come up with a Ratcom is delicious shirt. And if they did, there will be a bell dinging sound to indicate you can get that shirt on our T Public store. Boy, have we come a long way from an angel getting its wings. Hopefully, you heard nothing. That applies to this entire brand. Either way, there's a link for merch in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Gotta say, for my money, not enough cum in this episode yet.
Hold my beer.
Hold my cum.
Hold my cum.